We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tim Murray is the host of VSiN Primetime, airing live each and every weeknight, 5 until 8. He's also the host of VSiN's College Basketball, College Football Betting Podcast. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at one Tim Murray. All right, Tim.
Oh, you're teasing me with that music. That is just fantastic.
Oh, I know. I think you can make an argument.
I was just watching.
CBS has two of the three. Well, if we historically count Round Ball Rock, which I can't get behind Fox actually using it. But if we count Round Ball Rock, like to me, it's like the Fox NFL music, Round Ball Rock, SEC on CBS or whatever, CBS's college football song, and then the March Madness songs. They got two of the four best songs in sports.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just trying to think of other ones that I do like.
The NHL hockey one with the organs. Baseball Tonight used to have a great one, but they've all started kind of bastardizing them.
Baseball and I was talking about that the other day, man. God, that was summers in college, yeah. Just sitting in my basement, midnight. I had a double TV.
All the ESPN Tonight shows. Even NHL Tonight, NBA Tonight.
Old Steve Berthume on in the studio there.
Yeah, you know, it was like you even felt like they were in a closet-sized studio.
That was you'd get home, you know, being out with your buds, and you turn on the midnight Eastern Baseball Tonight, and you... What was their little bumper?
That's SportsCenter.
That's it.
And then you get the home run, the dingers, when they cut in for dingers. Oh,
that's where Web Gems started, man.
The 10 p.m. Baseball Tonight was the best one because you have the cut-ins plus the highlights from the East Coast game. So,
I disagree. I thought the midnight was better.
Oh, really?
Well, they got looser. They got looser.
And you had all the results.
You had all the results. You had a couple West Coast games still going on that they would give you update on, like a Mariners game. You'd be like, all right, yeah.
the Mariners. Mariners A's going to the 10th.
So midnight. In college, in my parents' basement, it was like the lair. We had two TVs stacked on top of each other, two big tube TVs.
Oh, yeah.
So I had Baseball Tonight.
They were flat at the top so you could stack them.
I had Baseball Tonight on one, and then I'd have, you know, me playing college football on the other. So, the good old days.
All right, well, we've got another sports institution this week, Tim. The NCAA tournament starts tonight at 50. We're 10, 12 years into the first four, and I hated it when it started. I still don't really view it as like the tournament has started. It's still Thursday at whatever, 11 a.m. here, noon Eastern time, whatever. It's that moment for me. But I guess from a gambling perspective, it is nice to have two high-stakes games to wager on. I mean, have you bought into the first four as like, I enjoy this, I look forward to this, or is it just you get through it?
I'm cool with it. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I agree with you. The tournament starts on Thursday when you get that first game at, you know, noon Eastern, 11 your time. You know, you get the little bumper from studio, and then that first game on CBS. So I'm fine with it. you know, more basketball, I guess, is good. But I don't want more than this. You know, I know we're
anti-expansion.
I am, and it's going to happen, and I get it. You know, it's the almighty dollar. I mean, look, we didn't even get 12 teams in college football before they moved it to 14. So I think it's inevitable. It almost feels like because of this year and just the, you know, the Big East, you know, being all, you know what, you know, hurt. So I think it's inevitable. But to answer your question, I'm fine with it. You know,
Sankey was probably so happy about how Selection Sunday went. He wants this expansion more than everyone because he's spearheaded it.
And every coach wants it too, right? I mean, every coach wants it because it's easier for them to get into the, you know, the NCAA tournament. Look, we're all, no matter what happens, we're always going to complain about somebody getting left out. It's inevitable. In college football, we'll complain about the 13th team that doesn't get put in. You know, they're playing their best football right now. Look, here's the matter of the fact, and it sucks to say it, but hey, dear Indiana State, you had an opportunity when you got ranked for the first time since Larry Bird was on campus to make it as an at-large. I don't know. Don't lose as a 17-point favorite at home to Illinois State. Maybe just don't do that. Like, all these teams have plenty of chances. Like, St. John's was 14-12. Like, yes, they got hot at the right time and covered against UConn. You guys got called out by your coach, and he said he was having the worst year of his life. And then you got hot. So
that was all part of the plan. Come on.
Like, well, this do I want Virginia? Yeah, go ahead.
This is, I told Mark that I've been struggling with this. So my eyes tell me UConn's the best team again. History, everything says UConn's not going to
tell you that too.
Right. But history tells you, trends tell you, they're not going to win it. No one's repeated since what, Florida was at 05, 06?
Florida. Yeah. 06, 07.
What if the Big East just kind of stinks?
I don't know if they do. I think, you know, I think we've seen that, you know, Marquette was capable when they went out to Maui and won the games that they did. UConn has destroyed base non-con opponents, good non-con opponents. They won every game by, I know it was last year, but won every game by double digits. So I don't think the Big East stinks. I mean, maybe they're not the second best conference, which is what KenPom rates them at, but I don't think they stink. I will say I'm not picking UConn in my bracket. Why? Because I think twofold. One, if you're in a bracket pool, you can't pick UConn. Everybody's going to pick UConn. You got to be a little bit different.
Yes.
And two, I think just history tells us that, like you said, Jeffrey, I think ultimately they're going to get knocked off. And you know, we spent 24 hours talking about the East region being as brutal as it is. It's really tough, man. I mean, when you look at, like, FAU has been massively overrated the entire year. But the fact of the matter is, that's a team that went to the Final Four a year ago and brought back everybody. So if they pull off the win in the first round, it's not an easy game there for UConn. And then Auburn, if they make it to the Sweet 16, is the fourth best team in the country per KenPom. Iowa State is the fifth best team in the country per KenPom. Illinois is the 10th best team in the country per KenPom. KenPom, they have the best two, the best three, the best four, all in their region.
I told Jeffrey, to your point of you don't want to pick the obvious champion. It just, you know, it means you have to literally be the best at picking all these other games. If you're going to win a bracket pool, it's like finding that fine line, you know, like anything, finding that fine line between, like, not too much of an underdog, but also not some trendy pick. But along those lines, like, I had identified before the tournament, like before the bracket came out, I was like in my head, you know, Auburn and Illinois are two teams. I want to see where they are in the bracket. I could see myself picking them all the way to the Final Four. And then they end up both in
the East,
UConn's bracket, along with Iowa State, who had probably the most impressive win of championship week in blowing out Houston.
The country.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the best defense in the country, Iowa State is. And Illinois, look, I just did a little bit of a deep dive on their matchup with Morehead State, and they're a 12-point favorite. Obviously, they should win the game. Brad Underwood scares me as an NCAA tournament coach. Had success at Stephen F. Austin. And then, you know, here at Illinois, the last 3 years have been pretty big disappointments. They've not covered four straight games. That's a small sample size, but you know, a couple years ago, I thought, you know, that I thought the bracket and the committee did them a disservice by putting Loyola in their 8-9 matchup, but still they lost by 13 in that game. Illinois is one of those teams, guys, that, and we saw it on Sunday, man. I had Wisconsin in that game plus 3.5, and Wisconsin had a 10-point lead. I was listening to it on my drive into work on Sunday, and before they went to commercial break, they were trailing. I mean, that's what Illinois is capable of doing from an offensive standpoint. Terrence Shannon is on another level right now, had 40 points in the semifinals against Nebraska, then had 34, I think, against Wisconsin.
He was awesome.
He's been phenomenal. I mean, but the thing about them is their defense is terrible. Yeah. You know, 93rd defensively in defensive efficiency. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of fascinating teams. You know, Kentucky's one that people are very intrigued by. Alabama, these teams, very high variance teams where could they make a run? Absolutely. Could I see Kentucky? I don't know if they would lose to Oakland, but could I see Alabama lose to College of Charleston? I think it's possible. I mean, College of Charleston, you look at that total, it's like 172. It's the highest total I think we've had in like 20 years in the NCAA tournament. And Charleston is a team that runs up and down the floor, is very efficient, shoots a ton of threes. Like, Alabama scares me because they don't defend a lick, and Charleston could get hot and just start burying threes, and lo and behold, the Cougars are moving on to the second round.
Yeah, to your point, when you have KenPom red flag teams, so teams that are just very good on one end of the floor and not the other.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that would qualify are Alabama, Illinois, Kentucky, Florida, who also lost their big on Sunday, FAU, Dayton, NC State, McNeese State, JMU, and UAB. Of those teams, going back in the first round, I think it's back to... I think it dates back to the 2002.
What evil magic are you reading off of right here, Jeffrey?
It's just called the sheet. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know about.
My God. Did you do this?
These are really good offenses and bad defenses.
Correct.
Is this your work, or did you get a study guide from someone like I used to do in biology class?
Let's just say I know people.
Okay.
And they might be, they used to be on Game Day, and now they're at Fox, and they are an animal.
Gosh.
So those red flag teams. I didn't name drop.
That guy texted me on Sunday. He hasn't sent me this over. I'm going to text him right now. Hey.
You got to ask for the sheet. 45% of those teams, first round exit. 40% of those teams, second round exit. 10% made the Sweet 16. 2% made the Elite Eight. 1% made the Final Four, and that was the champion. It was that UConn team. It's the 2014 UConn
with
team.
Kemba Walker.
That's like the outlier of all outliers.
Yeah, because they were a totally different team. They had an out-of-body experience for a month and a half or something. Well, I've got the solution, though, guys, to everything. Did you see what Rick Pitino tweeted today?
No.
We've got the solution to the issues with the NCAA tournament, and you mentioned just how to solve this. He has a great suggestion for Dan Gavitt, who's absolutely the best. He wanted to preface that. I know three guys who are watching games all year and would be a great addition, presumably to the committee. They won't just look at certain metrics. Jim Boeheim, Roy Williams, and Coach K. They need to be part of Selection Sunday. Just put those three on the committee. Everything, you'd have real basketball teams in this tournament, guys.
So I don't know if we need Boeheim, Williams, and Coach K, but I think there is validity to people like, I don't want to say John Rothstein, but that was the first name that came to my mind. People that cover this sport every single day, maybe a guy that lives in the city that you live in. You know, people that cover this sport, watch this sport, live this sport, they should be on this committee. Like, they're... If you want to put KenPom on this, because here's the thing too, right? Like, ADs, don't they have a lot going on? Like, shouldn't we have people who live this sport? Like, I'll give you an example. New Mexico was going to be was not going to get in unless they won the Mountain West tournament.
Yeah.
They're 23rd in KenPom. They're a favorite in the first round against Clemson. Mm-hmm. Like, that should tell you you messed up, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be strictly off of predictive metrics because games matter. They do. New Mexico has 5 quad one wins. Mm-hmm. They won 5 games over tournament teams by double digits. And the fact that they had to beat San Diego State on Saturday and in order to get in was mind-boggling. Florida Atlantic, you know, you guys got to see them up close and personal playing mm-hmm. in the AAC. Them being on the in the 8-9 game is a joke.
They got a better seed this year than last year.
But see, it's almost like they gave credit for last year because I don't think San Diego State should be a 5 seed. Like, they limped into the tournament. But they're a 5 seed, and it's like FAU gets an 8. Like, I feel like it was almost like they gave you credit if you had a run last year.
Like, if you look at the metrics right now, Florida Atlantic, I don't know where the – hold on, I'm pulling up the metrics right now. They had a quad – here we go. They had 2 quad 4 losses,
Brian,
and a quad
Florida
3
Gulf
loss. Like, they had 2 quad 1 wins.
Well, and then it's like –
New Mexico had 5.
It's like we gave Virginia the benefit of the doubt because they had no bad losses. It's like – but we didn't really care about the bad losses with FAU.
Yeah. I mean, what do we do? They lost to Temple. No, it's a Temple and a neutral.
Hey. That was Temple post-gambling, like, revelation.
True.
They were actually trying. They were not throwing games anymore.
They were trying. Yeah, that's right. But, look, I'll say this, too. We do spend too much time bitching about the bracket because come Thursday, we don't care. We just, like, just show us games. Give us the games. Feed us all the games. And, I feel bad for some of the fan bases, and, you know, we'll see. By the way, it's almost a foregone conclusion Virginia's going to win tonight because they're the team who shouldn't have been in the field. That's just science. I mean, that's just what happens.
Well, and they're playing the Mountain West.
That, too.
There you go.
That, too. Now, will we count this as Tony Bennett's first tournament win since the national championship game? Because that's technically what it will be.
No.
No?
I mean, the records count it, but We know what this is. It does mean he makes the tournament.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I viewed it. It's like, this is its own, like, purgatory.
Yeah, I mean, I consider this making the field, even if you lose. I do. I always felt bad. Like, my buddy is the head coach of Mount St. Mary's. I'm actually rocking their stuff right now. And
I know Dan Engelstad, too.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, they won the conference tournament a couple years ago. I think that was the bubble year. So at least they got to go to Indianapolis, but they played in the first 4. And it's like, you know, part of the charm of playing, being a 16 is getting your ass kicked by a 1. You know, it's like a couple of years prior to that, the same school, when my other buddy, Jamie and Christian, was the head coach there, they got to play Villanova. They were close with them. You know, it was that 7:00 Eastern tip time. So I do feel bad for, you know, one of the teams tonight. Whether it be Howard or Wagner. I guess Howard made the NCAA tournament, played Kansas last year. But one of those teams, it's like, man, you don't even get to go to Thursday or Friday. That kind of sucks. Like, Grambling's never made the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I should clarify.
They could be knocked out tomorrow.
I hold the 16 seeds in a different category. Like, I think these first 4 should be all the last 8 in.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm actually cool with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let the 16s go.
I mean, maybe, but I will say the teams, the 16 seeds that win these playing games, it does enhance their experience because they get to win a tournament game. They go.
Well, it enhances their conference too because they get 2 paydays.
Yeah.
You get an X amount of dollars for the entire conference for every game you play, for every game that conference plays. So if Howard wins tonight, the MEAC will get 2 paychecks for this victory. So there is an advantage to it.
All right, real quick, who's in your final 4? Who you got winning it?
I mentioned I'm being a little different, so I'm going Auburn in the final 4 out of the East region. So they will knock off UConn in the Sweet 16. I'm going Baylor in the West. I think the West is kind of the most wide open.
Baylor's here in Memphis to start.
I think that could be just complete and utter wackiness in the West. North Carolina, the 1, Arizona, the 2. And then I have chalk on the right side of the bracket. I'm trusting in Houston. They're my champion. They make me nervous offensively. Obviously, them getting absolutely obliterated in the opening round or in the championship game didn't. Maybe that wakes them up. I don't know. And then, God help me, I'm going to say Purdue makes the Final Four. That doesn't make me feel very good. I did not bet that, but you've got Purdue against Tennessee in that Midwest region, which is kind of hilarious considering the failures that both of those coaches have had in the postseason. But that's my Final Four, and I'll say Houston beats Houston beats Auburn in the national championship.
Okay. Tim, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the games. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys. Enjoy the madness.
That was Tim Murray of VSiN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.